Some U.S. military veterans rely on the help of a service dog. The dog helps a veteran with visual or hearing problems or mobility issues. The Department of Veterans Affairs helps pay for it. But if a vet needs a service dog to help cope with post-traumatic stress disorder, the government won't pay. And that policy is getting some pushback. Paige Flager reports from Long Island, New York.
Russell Kaiser lives in a housing complex for veterans in Ronkonkoma, Long Island, with his service dog, Artemis. Artemis kind of looks like a German shepherd, but sleeker, with amber-colored eyes that follow Kaiser as he walks around the room. Kaiser developed post-traumatic stress disorder after serving in the Army in Kosovo in 2004.
At the worst, I would only sleep maybe 2 or 3 hours a night. When I did sleep, the dreams were like I was in a state of pure terror. It was like closing my eyes and going into a horror movie.
He was willing to try pretty much anything to make the PTSD go away. Then he heard about a program called Paws of War. They take dogs from shelters and train them to be service animals for veterans across the country, free of charge.
Artemis in.
If Artemis senses that Kaiser's on edge, she'll position herself to block him from people who might startle him.
For the anxiety level, she starts biting my hand, like a nibble. That's how she does it. And the nightmare, she's waking, licks my face. And also, when she jumps up and grabs me, that's the cue to remove myself from a place because I'm being overwhelmed. She'll know it before I do.
Having a service dog or emotional support dog or even a companion animal is one tool in their recovery from their wounds of war, whether they're physical or hidden wounds.
That's Tori Schofield, one of the founders of Paws of War, and her involvement doesn't end when a dog goes home with a veteran.
I help them if they need yearly vaccines. We give them at-cost heartworm preventative. So anything else that I can do above and beyond to help defray costs for them will do.
The Department of Veterans Affairs pays for veterinary costs for service dogs for veterans with visual, hearing, or mobility disorders, including equipment like harnesses or backpacks, as well as medical and dental procedures and prescribed medications. But the VA won't foot the veterinary bill for service dogs for veterans with PTSD, and that just doesn't add up to Schofield.
It's just as debilitating and crippling as any other physical disability. You just don't see it. We hope that in the future, not too distant future, that the VA will provide these services.
The VA is waiting on hard evidence that the service dogs really help veterans cope with PTSD. Michael Fallon is the VA's chief veterinary medicine doctor.
I would say there are a lot of heartwarming stories that suggest that service dogs might help people with PTSD, but the scientific basis for that claim is lacking.
The VA started a study back in 2011, but had trouble with ill-trained dogs. Some of them even bit children. So that study was called off.
The VA is primarily based upon evidence-based medicine, and we certainly would want people to utilize a therapy that has proven value.
Sit. Yes. Stop squirming.
For Russell Kaiser, Artemis has already proven more than valuable.
How it works, I don't know. I don't care. I don't try to figure it out. You know, like, I know antibiotics work, too. I don't need to go through the chemical breakdown of it, you know? Like, it just works.
A new study is underway. The VA is now recruiting veterans to participate, but it isn't expected to be finished before 2019. So, at least until then, the government has no plans to cover veterinary care for PTSD service dogs. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager.